Blog Talk Radio.
LeVar World Crush Your Life. LeVar World Crush Your Life.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're live.
Okay. Well, hey, everyone. You're listening to another episode of the Royal Crush Takeover Radio Show. I am your girl, Royal Crush Keisha, and I hope everyone is having a great day. I can't hear you, sir, that well. So I don't know what we need to do to get my co-host.
What's going on, everybody?
There we go. Now I can hear you. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing fine. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you. You know, well, that was yesterday, but thank you. I definitely have enjoyed my, well, birthday week, it turned out to be. That I've been partying since the weekend. But back to work.
That's always good.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what you say?
I said that's always good.
Yes, definitely is. All right, so before we begin, you got any announcements?
Yeah, we got a show in Baltimore. We're kicking off the final leg of the Summer Invasion Tour. It's going to be in Baltimore, Maryland, June 9th at the Club Reverb. Any artists, vendors, any supporters, inquiries, you know, get up, Mr. Run, tell that on IG.
Okay, cool. Definitely good. I would definitely want to shout out our special guest for last week, Lana J. Definitely, it was a great interview, and you know, I definitely love her track as well as the other music she has on her IG. But let's get into the first track of the day. This is Vibrate by Lana J.
Love in the club, feeling like Usher making love in the club. The rock is a bottle overflowing in the club. Now be bending over cause you really want a dub. I'm like, wait, slow it down, baby. Hold it down, baby. Boy, anything you want, anything you need. I'm the whole fantasy. We can do it now, then I fly you overseas. Mile high club, mouth on my double D. See my silhouette, no flashlight. Then he beat my body up like a bad bite.
Vibrate, tell him wind up your waist. Shake off your body, fuck off the place, vibrate. Wind up your waist, shake off your body, fuck off the place, vibrate. Tell her wind up your waist, shake off your body, fuck off the place, vibrate. Tell her wind up your waist, shake off your body, fuck off the place, vibrate.
Yeah, he say he wanna eat me up. Very next day, shorty hit me up. It's a situation every time we link up. Yeah, every time we link up. Pour the liquor, no chase, no chase. Now we run the world like a puppet maid. Feel like you could be my Bonnie, I could be your Clyde. Baby boy, you know that I'm down to ride. He like, remember that thing that you did the other day when you had me screaming out, spraying like an AK.
So I sit on funny, ten, sit on funny. Back up on it, ten, cock up on it. Sit on funny, ten, sit on funny. Back up on it, ten, cock up on it. Vibrate. Tell him wind up your waist. Shake off your body. Fuck off the place. Vibrate. Tell him wind up your waist. Shake off your body. Fuck off the place. Vibrate. Tell him wind up your waist. Shake off your body. Fuck off the place. Vibrate. Tell him wind up your waist. Shake off your body.
Thinking we should slow it down. Just like the beat, yeah, slow it down. Now I'm on top, looking down now. Now I turn around, how you like it now? Yeah, I'm calling at the cowgirl. Cause I ride you all around the world. Boy, my body so mean. Got a nigga hooked like a big cup of lean.
Vibrate, tell him wind up your waist. Shake off your body, fuck off the place. Vibrate, tell him wind up your waist. Shake off your body, fuck off the place. Vibrate, tell him wind up your waist. Shake off your body, fuck off the place. Vibrate, tell him.
bring.
Alrighty, and we are back. I definitely like that joint. You know, it definitely gives you the island vibes, which is, you know, a lot of her background. So I'm definitely feeling that. But alright, sir, you know, before we get another, you know, track on and get things started, you know, today's show is all about recapping the BET Awards. You know, just get people's thoughts and see how they're, you know, feeling about that. I definitely did love the show, you know, but how did you feel about it? Did you like it?
It was all good. I mean, my artist didn't win, but other than that, it's cool. It was all right. You know, I think the baby should have won at least one award, but, you know, that's how it works sometimes. Can't win them all.
Yeah. You know, I liked his performance, but I guess, like, my favorite one, I will have to say, is between Cardi and, like, Meg Thee Stallion. Like, those were my favorite.
Yeah, Cardi B kind of shot everybody with her pregnancy and all the other stuff. It was cool.
Yeah. It was, and it definitely was a, when they all did, like, the little, like, melody, you know, for Queen Latifah, I definitely like that as well. So I really enjoyed the show. I really did. Yeah. But let's get into our next track, and then we'll get some callers on. This is Bad Weather by Miss Hollywood.
Yes, sir, track production.
Don't mama know.
Alrighty. I definitely like that joint. That was Bad Weather by Miss Hollywood. Definitely like that one. But all right, I see we got some callers. But let's get to the first one. And bless you, sir.
Bless you, LeVar Hayes. This is Ann Jules. What's up, my family?
Hey, sis.
Thank you so much.
Hey, sis, star, you a star, how are y'all?
I'm doing fine, and yourself, how have you been?
I'm good. I'm keeping the vibe positive. I'm over here holding it down in God's love and light and, you know, going for goals, just working hard and meditating. There's been a lot of self-love and self-care lately, you know, just taking care of myself and my loved ones and my goals and giving praise to all of my supporters and to you guys. I'm so grateful to be here. How are y'all?
We are doing good. You know, can't complain.
Very good. You guys staying cool out there in the summer heat?
Yeah, well, you know, I don't mind the heat. You know, it's less pain, so I definitely don't mind the heat. During the winter, something else.
Yeah.
But I definitely don't mind the heat.
Well, that's good. Most definitely. Well, you guys, I was digging both of those tracks. That was really, really cool. Definitely motivating me, and I had it on speakerphone until you guys had me on. I appreciate all your support, my family, and Black Tear. Shout out to Black Tear here on Blackout Radio and all my family here on Blackout Radio, Carlito 810, you know, Tupac Tina, everybody that I, you know, love and adore that played our music. And you guys, I love showing my support on Thursdays, and, you know, it really makes my day. It makes me really happy doing this and, you know, giving thanks to you guys and thanking you for everything, for, you know, having my friends on the show and Crip Hop Nation worldwide. You know, you guys got to get, yo, Keith Jones is a 2 Emmy Award winner. We got to have him on. You know, you had Leroy Moore, who's one of our co-founders, him and Leroy Moore and Keith Jones and Rob DeNoyes Temple, who was part of our Ageless Angels music, you know, our band, Ageless Angels. And, they are just incredible men. And I'm just so grateful to be a part of, you know, the organization representing for the disabled, the sick, the deaf, the blind, the elderly, and the poor. And if anybody out there that's listening, if that's what you got going on right now in your life, but you're still creative and you're still, you know, doing your art in any way, it's not just about music. It's about, we got, you know, so many different people out there, people that actually make hats at home, you know, that sell them. And we've got deaf rappers. We have blind painters that make their own paintings. We got so many great, you know, creative people out there that are doing their thing and keeping their joy, and no matter what, you know, no matter the hate, it's just something that we all, you know, shine in our creativity and our self-love. And I'm so grateful that you guys are keeping your joy and your shine, and I support y'all. I see what you're doing. And keep shining. Thank you, my brother.
Well, yeah, well, we definitely appreciate you as well, sis. And, yes, we definitely can get, you know, like him on the show, because I definitely would love, you know, to just hear from him and, you know, his background and everything. We definitely can make that happen. And I know just, I'll reach out to you at the show so you can give me his information or you can give me mine, you know, however.
I'll tag you guys in the, I'll go to the tag that you guys put in the show, and I'll tag you guys and introduce you. And I'm just surprised that hasn't happened yet. Like, you guys should know each other, but it's a no-brainer.
I know. It definitely does. It's all about representation, and you know he's repping, you know, for us. So I definitely want to, you know, get him on the show and you know, just pick his brain about a few things.
Right. Thank you, sister. Well, I'll definitely hook that up. But you guys take care. I know you're going to have a great show. I don't want to take up too much of your time for it. So I love you all, and stay safe. And, you know, this is right now in the summertime, and what we got to do just to keep the haters and keep our joy is just the self-love. Keep, you know, love ourselves, and that's like the revolution right now. That's what we can do right now. And in this moment, and that's what I'm working on, you know, healing everything. So just keep going, you guys, and I'll talk to you next week.
Well, before you go, did you watch the award, the BET award?
I have to say, I'm sorry, I didn't. I don't really watch TV. I haven't watched TV
in
a long time, but. I'm just listening to what you guys are saying, so it must have been good, I guess. You know, I love watching those awards because the BET and the music that comes out of Black entertainment has always inspired me, you know, from the moment I was born in Motown in Detroit. You know, that was my influence. So I watched all the greats walk through that whole same kind of pathway, and you know, Rob the Noise Temple, Sugar Hill Gang, he's one of them, him and his crew, Wanda Mike and Master G, and, you know, those guys are, you know, the pioneers, Curtis Blow, all these people I'm just so influenced and inspired by. So but unfortunately I haven't had cable and I haven't had TV, so I wouldn't, you know, I'm sorry, I can't comment on it, which is so unlike me as a...
Yeah.
As a social person and a part of the world, you know.
Yeah, well, I definitely understand. You know, but it's all good.
Cool. Thank you, sis.
Yeah, you're welcome, sis. Well, you definitely be safe out there, you know, and have a great day.
All right. Well, now you got me thinking maybe I should go search for the BET Awards, like, you know, all the highlights of it and check it out. See what you guys are all
talking
about.
Yeah, they got some nice clips, like, on Instagram and everything of, like, people's performances and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm interested in. That would be the key word. You got it. The universe wants the good, you know, great spirit, creator, the Most High Almighty wants me to know something from all that, because you said that, you brought that forth to me, sister, so I thank you for being that and validating that and being that person. So you guys take care, much love to the World Course Takeover, and you know, I'm a fan for you guys for life, hashtag and Jules fan for you for life, hashtag run tell that.
So we're definitely fans of yours as well for life, sis, but you be safe out there, and talk to you later.
All right. Peace, y'all. Salute, fam.
All right. Let's get to the next caller.
What's up, y'all? This is Tupac Trina Jackson. How y'all doing today?
Hey, sis. I'm doing fine. And yourself?
Hey, sis. I'm good. Y'all can follow me at TUPASTINA Jackson on Spotify, TUPASTINA Jackson on YouTube, TUPASTINA, the number 2, letter U, on SoundCloud, and check me out, and I'll be back on Blackout Radio Show next month, first of next month.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, yeah, we definitely got your your track Late Night coming up next. But
okay.
Did you see the BET Awards?
No, I didn't watch them.
Yep, okay.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate y'all letting me call in. I'm going to stay on cue to hear my song.
All right, sir.
All right,
love. We appreciate you as well.
All right.
Talk to you later, and you be safe out there.
All right. You too.
All right, let's get to the next caller.
What's up, Keisha? Happy birthday, birthday. This is SX Distributor Sean Felder. How you doing today?
I am doing great on yourself.
Great. I want to give a big shout-out to Vero G of DTF Radio. I was on her radio show last night, part two, talking about the process of SX energy drinks. I want to give Vero G a shout-out. She had me put the SX ad in a Spotlight magazine. I'm looking at it. It's on the June 2021 issue of her magazine. So shout out to Vero G. They're going to post our Essex interview next week on YouTube. This is my part two interview I did with her. I did it back in April. Also, I'll be on the front cover of the Vero G Spotlight magazine in November. That will be in the works. Also, I may do an event with her in September. I believe that she's going to be singing and have an event in New York. Look out for that on social media. And also, let's pray for Biz Markie. He's not doing well. It's on social media. Let's pray that Biz Markie be okay. He's one of the legendary pioneers of the hip-hop game. So let's pray for Biz Markie. And also, let's shout out my new Essex Model of the Month, Barbie Banks of Detroit, Michigan. DJ K. Nikki, my PR, posted her pictures last night on social media. So shout out to the new Model of the Month, Barbie Banks. And also shout out to my model promoter, Michelle Kayoka. She's going to do an Essex commercial with some models. Her and her boyfriend's going to get that in the works, so look out for that. So that's going to be very exciting. And also a shout-out to Coastal Transit Authority in Biloxi, Mississippi. They're advertising my Essex energy drinks. They're putting the ad space on buses and trolleys. So that's already in the works. So that's a process of people in Mississippi seeing my Essex ad and trolley on buses. So we'll give a shout-out to those people, too.
Well, that's what's up. That's definitely a good look.
They're working.
Yeah, I know. It definitely hurt my heart hearing about
Biz Markie. Oh, yeah. I remember back in the days, I got his first tape. I think it's Biz Markie going off, making music with your mouth there. If you young folks want to know about MCing and beatboxing, look at YouTube, Biz Markie. I met that brother a couple of times back in the days. Keisha up in the Bronx, and I also saw him at some DJ events. Biz Markie doesn't get credit as a DJ. The guy can DJ and do parties. Y'all got to Google him on YouTube. I mean, the man can also DJ. I mean, he gets the people moving. So, you know, hopefully things go well and for help, diabolical Biz Markie. And he's also part of the legendary Juice crew with Marlon Mall.
Yeah, that's he definitely is very talented. And I remember when, you know, like he started DJing, it's just sad. And I just prayers goes out to him and his family, and I pray he's able to pull through.
Yes, sir. Make your music with your mouth, Biz. That was one of my favorite songs back in the days when, you know, when the music was fun. I used to do the WAP and the Running Man and all that. And that song is still popular to this day because, you know, we got Chuck Chill out here on Saturdays on BLS Rock the Old School. They still play a lot of his old school hits, Biz Markie.
Yeah. Yeah, we definitely appreciate you for calling in, Sean.
I saw some of the DT was. I really personally thought Cassidy did the show of the old school classes. I thought that was better than the BET Awards. Let's give a shout out to DJ Cassidy. If you saw that, he rocked up. He had some of the old school legends from the 2000s, like Jada Kid.
I did like that.
Ja Rule and Ashanti, Sunshine Anderson. We also Fat Joe, Baby Mon, Sean Paul. I remember those days. That's when music was substance and you could rock to anything. These young cats got to look at those legends. They paved the way for y'all. And that's when music was bumping here in the New York City clubs back in the 2000s. I used to go to this club called The Shadow. I used to hear all them songs, nothing but hits. But let's also salute Queen Latifah. I like the way they finally gave her props. She also paved the way for female MCs. So salute Queen Latifah. I still got her first tape All Hail the Queen. And I also like the way they did the tribute to my boy, the legendary late DMX. So props to Swiss Beats. You know what I mean? So I'm sure soon they're going to give DMX an award for Lifetime Achievement Award, because he definitely deserved one, Keisha. He also was part of the hip-hop entertainment culture. And also, folks, if you really want DMX to have his street named honored in Yonkers and a statue, y'all got to contact the Yonkers mayor. I think his name is Mike Superio. Google him on social media. You want to write and demand that, hey, they need to name a statue or street named after the legendary Earl Simmons DMX. We can make that happen, but you got to write and make it happen, folks, if you really want to see them honor the legendary DMX. And I'm going to leave it like that. But also, folks, look for me on YouTube, Sean Felder, Extra Promotion, and Keisha. Have a safe and fourth weekend.
Yeah, you too, Sean. Definitely. Thank you. You have a great weekend as well. But, yeah, that definitely would be a good look for me. If he definitely got that statue.
Yes. It could happen if we make it happen, because if we all was real fans of DMX and saw what he did for the culture and entertainment, I'm sure they would do that, maybe a street in Nevada and also a statue. So you take care, Keisha, and again, happy birthday.
All right. Thank you. You too. All right.
All right. Later, bye-bye.
You know, for all the callers and listeners, just hold on for us. We're going to get into this track right quick, and then we'll get some more callers on. So let's get to Late Night by Tupac.
Vegas.
Thing. Man, thinking to my mental dough, how I'm about to kill this nigga dough. Man, 20, 50, 100 dough, niggas tryna play me dope. I ain't even going like that. Straight Tony Hawk, running on the shit. Yeah, man, I need that 100 buzz now. Yeah, I'm going get it. Me and my little shorty, I ain't even call a bitch. Yeah, cause that little shorty, she stayed down. When I was down and out, I ain't even no capping, yeah, I was down and out. I ran it up, 20 bands, another 20, yeah, that's 40 bands.
Please hear my pain, Lord, please hear my pain. Why you take so many of my loved ones away? Lord, hear my soul. Waiting for you to call me home. I'm so weak, I can't say no more. Feel like I'm lost in all.
All right, and we are back. I definitely like that joint. That was Late Night by Tupac Tina. But all right, let's get to the next caller.
240-856.
Hello, state your name, where are you from?
240-856, you live.
Hello, state your name, where are you from?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on,
Hey, what's going on? My fault, I ain't hear the number where you talking, but my fault. How y'all doing? Oh, happy birthday, Keisha.
Oh, thank you.
I know I said it, yeah. Yeah, how y'all doing? I just called, you know, because I said I was going to call for a minute, man, you know, just to, you know, show support and, you know, because y'all been supporting me through the whole thing, mostly, my whole thing doing the shows and everything and through my music, just moving on through the music thing that I've been doing. Now, you know, I called, you know, it's a big, I appreciate that and everything. And,
Well, your voice sounds familiar, but what's your name again? Because we didn't catch your name.
Oh, Three Dice Cino.
Oh, that's terrible. Hi, Three Dice. I was like, his voice sounds familiar. I'm doing fine with yourself.
I'm doing good. You know, basically what I did want to call too, just to, you know, let everybody know on air that I'm a brand ambassador for the clothing brand Habits 365. And if they put Three Dice Cino in all caps, that they get 10% off on their purchase.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah. You know, I got a couple more things coming up. And, you know, I'm also going to help, you know, because y'all helped me so much. You know, everybody, any artists out there, July 9th, you know what I'm saying? Y'all go get y'all slots, $100 for the Summer Sizzle Tour out Baltimore. If you out Baltimore, you trying to perform, it's a good opportunity to be seen and, you know, get your music out there and network with everybody. You know what I'm saying? You can hit, Mr. Run, tell that. And 5800 Zone on Instagram and all that.
Yeah. But, well, I am definitely looking forward to the show.
Yeah, I seen the lineup. I seen the people that was on there. And I know, well, I heard of one dude, B-Buzz, and I heard his music, so I'm definitely looking forward to hearing y'all, you know what I'm saying? I done seen him on Instagram, on my page and everything, and that's one, and a couple of other artists.
Yeah, I
seen the lineup artists on there, and I'm looking forward to going. I don't know. I'm not going to really go to perform. I'll probably just be networking because I got a lot of music that I got held. I've got music that I'm still working on, and I'm basically doing the feature thing right now with a couple of artists. I've been liking that. Yeah. I've been liking doing the features and getting my name out in other cities with other artists and stuff. Like me and VP the Don got two songs together. And I got a dude with a new a song with a dude, like three songs with a dude named Trax in France. So I'm just trying to get heard everywhere right now. Just trying to find a new way to promote myself and brand myself out there as an artist.
Okay, no, nothing wrong with that. Well, you always is good with the networking thing. You know, you've always been good with that.
Yeah, I try. I feel like I ain't pushing hard enough, but I mean, I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome. I think sometimes, you know, we are always a little more critical of ourselves, you know, I think I know it's, that's true for me. I'm sometimes my own worst enemy, the way I can critique myself. But, you know, sometimes that's a good thing, because it pushes you to be better and do better when you want more and you know you can do more for yourself.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel when I'm networking with people, and I just feel like, you know, like a lot of times I don't feel like I pushed the issue hard enough, or I feel I could have came better. I don't, like, a lot of interviews, things like that, so I just try to come, you know, better every time, and try to, like, you know, study a lot of things that I, like, probably just study the interview that I did and try better next time, to, you know, word my things more better than I worded it the last time.
Yeah.
Practice make perfect.
Yeah.
It definitely does. Yeah.
Can I look at some of the other interviews as well? Kind of the questions you have, or different things like that?
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard what our topic was for today. Just like recapping the BET Awards. Like, did you watch? Did you, like, if you did watch, who was, like, a performance that stood out for you?
I don't watch it. I kind of caught it on Instagram and everything, because I'm more like, I don't really listen to, like, a lot of mainstream artists. I'm right now I'm listening to more local artists. I'm finding myself liking more local artists or up and coming artists. I'm more like a, I like probably the Griselda. I seen the Griselda, the tribute to DMX with Griselda and Busta Rhymes. That's more like, I liked that. Like, I kind of like that group and Busta Rhymes. Cause I'm like an '80s baby, so Busta Rhymes for me is like just seeing him perform. That's great for me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I would like to see. Yeah, he was like, I had like 3 CDs. As like Busta Rhymes is one of my favorite artists, and you know Griselda, the whole Griselda camp and Trust Gang, they all them. It's like they bring that back for me, like the actual hip hop scene for me. So I kind of liked that one in the tribute to Queen Latifah. That was great,
yeah.
Especially having Lil Kim on there. And then I heard Lil Kim's speech on there to Queen Latifah, and I think that was dope right there.
Yeah, I definitely loved both of those.
Yeah, and I was like, I like to see like how like they was vets giving homage to the people that were vets to them. So it was like that, I enjoyed that right there from what I seen. But I'm not like, I'm still getting into like the new rappers and getting to know their names and who they are. So it's kind of like for me, it's just me. I'm still looking at the performance. I'm still trying to catch up. Cause I don't really too much look at like the awards or anything like that.
Yeah, okay. Well, I definitely understand that. Yeah, but yeah, the two that you mentioned, the Queen Latifah and the tribute to DMX, they were like one of my favorites as well.
Cause I still like even like the death of DMX for me. It just happened too fast for me. Like, I knew about the album coming out and everything like that, and it just, like, it happened so sudden, like.
Yeah.
It was crazy for me, but, I enjoyed the actual DMX CD, the last one he put out. So when I seen the tribute, I was like, that's dope, and seeing Swiss Beats and everything come out, and knowing that he was still in his corner, that's still his man, so that really, like, that was dope for me. Right there to see that.
Yeah, it definitely was. Yeah. We definitely appreciate you for calling in. And you be safe out there.
Oh, anytime, yeah. All right, you too. I appreciate y'all. All right.
Hey, no problem. You can get it up to you,
guys. All right, let's get to another caller.
Yeah, what's going on, y'all?
What's going on?
What's happening?
How you doing today?
Oh, man, I'm just chilling, working on this song, man. You know what I mean? I just dropped something, I think, yesterday. It's pretty fire, man. It's Tony Storm, man, calling from Southside of Toledo. You know what I'm saying? Just dropped something yesterday called Get With Me by Tony Storm. It's on YouTube, so it's free. But I'm in here fucking around with some shit right now, though, so you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to stay busy. What's going on with y'all, though?
Nothing much.
Well, you know, like, we good. We just, you know, recapping some of our favorite moments from the BET Awards. You know.
Hold on, let me talk with you. My bad. What did you say? I'm sorry. What did you say?
I said we're doing good. We're just recapping some of the performances from the BET Awards.
Oh, yeah. I didn't get to see all of them, and I was in a hotel room. I was in a hotel room, me and a couple girls, and we was watching it, but, like, we wasn't really watching it, you know what I'm saying? But I don't, you know, without getting too motherfucking detailed, man. But I've seen some shit, and I was like, man, what the fuck did y'all watch it? You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, damn, man, this shit crazy these days. Shit is fucked up. But, like, at the end of the day, though, it's entertainment. You know what I'm saying? It's going to entertain somebody. You know what I mean? And I know that it's sending out the wrong images because I got daughters. You know what I'm saying? And I also know that somebody's turning a dollar on that shit, too, to feed their daughters. You know what I'm saying? So it's two sides of the coin there. You know what I mean? So, but, yeah. That's about it, though. Shit. But, yeah, other than that, like, I don't know. I've just been working, man, fucking with this music, getting my mix game tighter, and just trying to, like, explore different vibes and different styles and shit. Like I said, man, I just dropped something yesterday on YouTube called Get With Me. So if you search Tony Storm, Get With Me on YouTube, you'll see me. I'll pop up and shit. I got a blue hat on or whatever. And still making beats, man. Still got more motherfucking work, you know what I'm saying, than I can even write to. So it's like, if anybody looking for production, they listening right now, just inbox me or something. DM me on, like, Instagram. Hey, man, I want beats, or Facebook or something like that. And, yeah, man, like, it's worth it.
Yeah, okay, cool. Well, yeah, we definitely got to check that out, and you can always send it to us so we can play on the air as well.
Yep, Tony Storm, Get With Me. I got to compress it down because I think the file might be too big right now. And, of course, I got to do some more mixing on it. Well, no, that the one you asked me, the one I just mentioned, that's on YouTube already. But the one I'm working on now, this one is thunder, but it ain't, like, the way I want it to sound. Check it out. Open it too loud. Check it out. You know, that's one more lick, but it ain't done being mixed yet. I'm working on that right now. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I'm trying to compress that other one. You
yeah,
hear me?
Okay. Yeah, well, I definitely do like that one. Yeah.
Okay, so thank you. So which email do I, because I'm going to put it in my savings in my notes right now. What's the email to send it once I finally get it done?
It is royalcrushtakeoverradio@gmail.com.
Okay. I got you. Yep, okay, well, I appreciate y'all's time. I'm about to get back to this mixing and fixing, you know.
All right, well, we definitely appreciate you for calling in, and you be safe out there.
Thank you for having me. Y'all have a blessing.
Yeah. Bye-bye. You too. Thanks. Yeah. All right, well, let's get to another caller.
No more hands right now.
Yep, okay. Well, let's get to the track Pastor Wilson by Shelby.
Hey, ladies. This is Shelby. I know y'all seen that video, and that's exactly how I want my love. Make sure you leave a stamp before you send the letter. So you got that loving that can make me smile. Talk about humping,
gotta do it right. If you have intentions of staying with me tonight, you gotta bring good loving. I need satisfaction. So when it's time for the business, ain't no time to be slacking. Now you can come on with it.
We definitely appreciate all the callers and listeners for tuning in today. I hope you guys will join us next week. We have Chef Ty who will be joining us. You know, talk about what she has coming up. So I'm super excited about that. But if you want to know how you can get your music heard on the show or schedule an interview, you can hit me up on Facebook at Royal Crush Keisha, or IG at ENT Crush, or the Royal Crush Takeover Radio on IG as well. Or you can hit us up at ENT Crush on Twitter. You know, so different ways to get in touch with us, you know, but do we have another caller or should we just go to another track?
201-587.
Hey, y'all. Escape from school. I got a new joke for you. Which Pokemon likes sneeze? Pikachu! Yeah, Pikachu. Okay. Which celebrity likes to cook? Zach. Because he has an apron. You get it? Apron. I don't know if you guys find it funny. What else? What do you call a Mexican with a rubber toe? Roberto! What do you call a Filipino riding a bike?
Yeah,
a Filipino riding a bike! What
I think that's
a report.
Mm-hmm.
Person.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yeah, I dropped him.
Alright. Well, let's get this other track on. This is Rebound by Prentice.
Thank you.
back. If a nigga don't, then it's all bad. Care too much when I shouldn't have. And I can't force you to see your worth. I wish you the best and I hope it works. Cause I can't be no side nigga. Take a side with you, then high with you. Gotta be your main one, that's better. It was so fun when I first met you. Value myself, that's way high. So I gotta stay on the safe side. And I ain't trying to get involved with you. Real one, you lost a nigga. I just had to inform you.
Alrighty, definitely like that joint as well. And that was Rebound by Printers. Yeah. Alright, you know, but I definitely have enjoyed the show today. And sir, when is that show again? I know it is July 9th. Yeah.
Yep, we'll be at Reverb in Baltimore, Maryland. 9 to 2.
Alrighty. You ain't gotta get all testy.
Artists from Baton Rouge coming in. Got artists from Philadelphia, Baltimore. We got a couple artists from all over the place.
Well, yeah, well, it definitely does look like it's gonna be a good turnout.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good show. You know
from the flyer and everyone that is definitely promoting it. Yeah.
Yeah, most of the show, everybody was part of it.
Yeah. Well, all right, let's, do we have one last caller or no?
Eight seven two 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 three. One more time. 870-227-3. All right, let's try another one. 770-917, you're live. Okay, follow more, and then I guess I got a screen. You got 515. Huh?
I said that's fine.
All right. 515-924, you're live.
That's where you're from.
Yeah.
515-924.
Can I get on track with the solo? Send over here.
Yeah. Yeah, well, no, let's go to this last track will probably see us out. Let's go to Shorty, KP featuring J-Bird.
804-832.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? It's Dre KB.
Hey,
what's up?
Yeah.
Hey,
nothing much.
Birthday.
How are you doing? Thank you.
Yeah, hope you enjoyed it.
I did. I've been partying all weekend long.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah,
no, definitely. You only live once, and you definitely got to enjoy it.
Yeah, every year is a blessing.
Yes, it is.
So
what do you got going on?
About to drop a new single tomorrow called Unforgettable Night, featuring a friend of mine who is also a phenomenal artist, Big E Dice Man. Definitely, everybody check that out. It's definitely a hot one. We definitely worked hard on it.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, but other than that, just, you know, working on new music, working with different artists, you know, definitely getting back into the grind, because I definitely been slacking a little.